I was out and about yesterday, and I, believe it or not, took to someone's garage, but it felt like I was taking to the roads, the open roads. A local man is recreating his 1974 bicycle trip across the island from the safety of his garage as a fundraiser for the Parkinson's Society's Shake, Rattle, and Stroll. It's coming up this weekend. Robert Emberly, who's now 64, well, he's been living with Parkinson's disease for several years, and despite his physical limitations, he remains an avid cyclist. He actually designed and constructed a stationary bike during Snowmageddon, and I met up with Emberly to ask him first, just describe this setup.
You remember your mother's old Ringer washer? Picture your back wheels on two of those Ringer washer rollers. And there's a cable from the back roller to the front roller to make sure the front wheel turns as well. Now, you gotta change your mindset. You're not on wheels, you're on gyros. When you're riding a bike, the wheels turning keep you upright. So now the faster these wheels spin, the easier it is to stand upright. And of course, if you don't do it, you fall down. My highway is 18 inches wide, and I have to stay on. I have to keep my balance. If I don't keep my balance, I crash.
It looks incredibly difficult to ride because there's the element of balance, but also getting the speed up. Like, I don't think I'd be able to ride this, a bike on basically three cylinders. Is it difficult?
It's taken me 8 months to learn how to do it.
You look like a pro now.
I'm starting to catch on.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell us about, I guess, the wild virtual trek that you've been on.
Well, I'm here in the rain, in my garage, with the rain outside. If it gets too hot, I have to stop because with Parkinson's disease, your body thermostat doesn't work anymore. You can't cool yourself off, you can't heat yourself up, you just basically almost collapse. It's a mind game. It's a virtual thing. Right now I'm in Gander. I think about 9/11. I think about the trip I made 50 years ago. And then earlier than that, I was thinking about the Beothics. You look at look at the map, look at all the lakes and everything. And you think, there was a culture here before Europeans came over. So there's a huge history here. So when I'm riding my bike by myself, it's like going through an encyclopedia in your mind.
Tell me how, you know, the exercise and keeping your mind spry has assisted you.
Let's look at your brain as a muscle. Any muscle needs oxygen and blood flow and nutrients. When you think and you're under strain, you're making your mind work. So the latest science is saying that if you're under a heavy exercise and with what they call a cognitive load or thinking about things, it makes your brain forced to work. It's like doing push-ups when you're too tired to do them. You keep going and going, you stretch those muscles, so you have to stretch your brain. And they said blood flow through your brain is what helps. Like if somebody had a stroke, the part of the brain isn't working anymore. They have to find a way around that broken part, that dead part. It's like there used to be a highway between your brain and your legs to walk. For somebody who has a stroke or Parkinson's, that highway is gone, so you have to find another less used pathway around that. And the more you use it, less used pathway, the better it works. The more blood flow goes through there. The more you think, the more you work, the more it happens.
And, I mean, you're not just doing this for the benefit of your health. You've set a goal. Tell us what the goal is, because I know you've been doing like 10K a day on this bike.
Sometimes up to 24.
Ah!
My goal is to come across the island and redo my trip that I did 50 years ago. And, of course, it's all in aid of the Parkinson's program that we have here, which is actually world class.
It's Shake, Rattle, and
Stroll.
How far have you come since you started your journey?
Well, I'm heading for Benton now. I've started at Port of Basque. I've gone all through those horrible mountains. I've come through the rain. I've come down some of those steep hills. I've come through all the beautiful deciduous forests. I haven't seen any moose or any bears. Every now and again, I remember when we were on the lonely highway going across 50 years ago. A transport truck would come along. We do this, pull our arm down to get him blow his horn. And sometimes they blow their horn, we get all excited. So when I'm here in my garage doing my bike riding and someone goes around the cul-de-sac, I wave to him and say, toot their horn. I'm back on the road again.
Back right where he was in 1974. Amazing. Just amazing. I did tweet a video that I took of Mr. Emberley yesterday from his garage, but then you can really see that it's three rollers and the back tire is on two of them and the front one has to sort of balance on this one lone roller. So it's quite a physical feat. I couldn't do it. And I thank Robert Emberley for allowing me to physically distance but come close enough to see how he's partaking in the Parkinson Society's Shake, Rattle, and Stroll Walk that's happening this weekend.